Hey everybody, Tom Funk here with your Michigan Trails Report. And this is for November the 21st, 2022. Thanks for joining me today. As you know, probably by now, maybe not, I'm the author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail, bringing you the Michigan Trails Report and sharing some stories, some tips, tidbits, and things like that. And it's always great to be back talking trails with you all. All right, are we ready to get underway? Let's do this. Hey, our sponsor today is brought to you by Gateway to Pictured Rocks, lodging in Germfask. In the middle of nowhere and everywhere at the same time, consider them for your base camp for your next Upper Peninsula adventure. Centrally located between Escanaba, Marquette, the Sioux, and St. Ignace, they are less than an hour from both ends of Pictured Rocks. Scramble for that pencil and maybe back of a receipt and write this down. VRBO.com/980761. All right, how this works is I have a slew of different topics and I rotate 10 or so of them into each podcast. But I also have about 5 or so that will always be part of the show. For example, the permit report, which we tend to do towards the end of the show, giving you an update on the permit situation at the various places that require backcountry permits for camping in Michigan. All right, are you ready? Let's get this started. All right, so the segment of the week for the North Country Trail, just like to mention again, if you go on to the Interactive Trail Planner, it has had a bunch of updates. They're not showing up on the map as of yet. You'll click on the little exclamation point, and it'll basically say, hey, follow the blue blazes on the ground until we get these maps updated and online. So if you think about it, it's a good time of year to do that. Not too many people out there hiking the North Country Trail, especially backpacking it in the backcountry. So kudos to North Country Trail for getting these updates out. And just follow the blue blazes on the trail if there's any doubt right now. Your segment of the week is Kellogg Biological Station to County Bridge Park, and that goes across Kalamazoo and Calhoun counties. It goes across some private land, goes through Augusta. It does not go through Fort Custer Recreation Area, but through Fort Custer National Cemetery, then links up with the Linear Trail. Over to the Kalamazoo River Trail through Ott Biological Preserve through a couple of Calhoun County parks. So this is a nice hike you could do. You could probably arrange a spot with a taxi, a limo company, or maybe even if Lyft and Uber are running in the day, during the day, because I have found that Uber and Lyft don't really exist that much in that area, but every once in a while they do. But that's a nice hike, nice long hike, and of course you don't have to do the whole thing. KBS just to the other side of the National Cemetery is a nice hike, and just in the Ott Preserve is also just a nice hike. So it's a nice stretch of North Country Trail. It brings you through some wilder areas, but in an urban landscape. So check it out next time you're in the Battle Creek area. All right, pro tip. I don't think we've done one of these in a while, but I posted on the Tom's Trail Tales Facebook page a YouTube video that was done at the Peter White Library in Marquette, and it was basically tips on how to maximize cell phone use when hiking. And the video mostly pertains to battery usage and, you know, preserving your battery and getting a signal out in case you need to contact somebody. It is an hour-long YouTube video, but it is well worth watching. Having been, an outfitter in that area and a wildlife biologist in that area, I've had quite a few experiences with getting a cell phone to work up in that neck of the woods. When I first started going up there, I found out that everybody texts. Nobody calls. Youpers, they don't call each other. They just text. because apparently a text message go out rather easily. It doesn't take very much juice on your phone. So everybody texts us up there. I also found that my Sprint phone, my Verizon phone, they pretty much stunk. They were terrible at pulling in a signal. And then I bought a Motorola after finding out that a lot of these Ubers, that's the phone they use. I'm like, well, why do you use Motorola? And someone says, well, what does Motorola make? I'm like, they make walkie-talkies. And what do walkie-talkies have on them? I'm like, an antenna. Oh, so Motorolas have very good antennas. And I can say on the eastern part of that Upper Peninsula, 95% of the area where I was working, I was in some crazy remote areas, I could pull in at least one bar and get a text out. With my other phones, forget it. So Motorola, very good antennas, and they did not pay me to say that. And to this day, I'm still using Motorolas, even though I'm not doing my outfitting and my wildlife biology up there currently in the UP. So keep that in mind. All right, hiker trash. Hey, I would like to introduce you guys, and I'm sure some of the old-timers probably know about him, us old-timer hikers, but a lot of you new guys. Gentlemen, his name is Jim Dufresne, and it's a capital D, little u, capital F-R-E-S-N-E, Jim Dufresne. He is a journalist and writer, and he lives in the Detroit metro area, and he's been working for various newspapers, and he has written a bunch of books about hiking and backpacking and canoeing in the state of Michigan. Jim is known as the first Alaskan sports writer to win a national award from the Associated Press. So this guy knows what he's doing. And my experience with Jim has been mostly through his books. One book I have is 50 Hikes in Michigan, which covers the Lower Peninsula, and I've had a copy of that for darn near 30 years. He started coming to the Quiet Water Symposiums, and I was going there as well, made a point of introducing myself, and we got to know each other. So Jim has a bunch of different books. He's got Backpacking in Michigan, Michigan's Best Campgrounds. He's got Michigan State Parks, A Complete Recreation Guide. Oh, and his list goes on and on. He's got all kinds of books that I highly recommend you checking out. Now, I know we all like, you know, using our cell phones and, you know, downloading stuff off the internet, things like that. But, hey, there's nothing like a book in your hand to sit down in a chair and just kind of read through and kind of visualize and do a little research. So he has become a publisher, and he has MichiganTrailMaps.com. Check it out, and most of the stuff he sells on there are his books, and he also makes maps, really good maps. So check it out, and yeah, I'd like to thank Jim as well for selling my 50 Hikes in the North Country Trail map, our book. So you know, check out Jim's website, MichiganTrailMaps.com. All right, so thanks, Jim, for your contributions to the hiking community in the state of Michigan. And again, if you'd like to recognize anyone, let me know. All right, trail conditions. Well, the entire state of Michigan has at least a dusting of snow. Some parts of southwest Michigan and the western UP have enough snow for snowshoeing, especially in the Porkies and Keweenaw, and there's some spots in Allegan County, Van Buren County, and Bering County as well. North Country Trail, as I mentioned, you know, there are some updates to the maps. It's also still firearm deer season. Please wear orange and be mindful of hunters, out there in the, in public lands. Snowmobile trails, well, they open December 1st, and if, trail clubs deem them ready, they'll get underway. All right, a new segment, In Search Of, and I was trying to dig up some In Search Of music. Remember the show, Leonard Nimoy? Yeah, well, some of us old-timers may remember that show. Anyways, moose. In my many years of outfitting and being a wildlife biologist in the Upper Peninsula, I cannot tell you how many times folks ask me where they could see a moose. And sometimes I joke with them and say, the Minnesota Zoo is your best chance to see a moose. Myself, I've only seen one moose in the Upper Peninsula, and it was between Autrain and Harvey off of M28. There are people who live their entire lives in the Upper Peninsula and have never seen a moose. I'm not telling you it's hopeless. I'm just setting up the expectation that it is a rare event. First, there are only several hundred moose in the Upper Peninsula to start with. Second, they tend to hang out in habitats that people tend to avoid. You know, swamps, bogs, deep rivers, things like that. If you are truly determined to see a moose in Michigan, your best bet is to go to Isle Royale. Some years, there are more moose on the island than people. In the Upper Peninsula in the summer months, the best strategy is to hike into a spot with an open wetland several hours before sunrise, sit still, and keep your eyes peeled and ears open. Keep in mind, moose have excellent smell and hearing, so make sure the wind is in your face. I tell folks the swamps around Tequamino Falls State Park and Craig Lake State Park are probably the easiest to access and have the best moose sighting opportunities in the UP. Have you ever seen a moose in the Upper Peninsula? Hey, tell us where and when on the Facebook page. All right, Gearhead. I posted last week a cool article on a small fixture you can buy to transfer fuel from one canister to another. And I forgot to mention it last week on the podcast, so here we are. It's called Flip Fuel, and it works on Boyle's Law. Hey, you guys remember that one from chemistry? Boyle's Law. Well, what you do is you take one canister and you throw it in the freezer overnight. The next sunny day, put the other canister in the sun for several hours. Then attach flip fuel between the canisters and let Boyle's Law do its work. You know, P1V1 equals P2V2. Basically, gas travels from the higher pressure to the lower pressure container. That is, from the hot to the cold container, and it happens pretty much instantaneously. So check out the article I posted on the Tom Trail page for a link to the full article. All right, skills test. Hey, it's that time of year. There are a few places you can do some snowshoeing. Do you snowshoe? And are you interested in getting a pair if you don't have one? Well, my suggestion is to get a high-quality pair like Atlas, Tubbs, or MSR. And make sure to buy them direct from a retail outlet so they can show you how to operate the bindings and use the darn things, okay? So please support these small local retailers by buying as much of your stuff as you can from them. Support local businesses, please. I posted an article on the Facebook page, and it's called Best Snowshoes of 2022, and it was done by the Outdoor Gear Lab. Okay, let's see. Swag. Check out the Northern Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page. If you're a member, they now have an official T-shirt. So check it out. Buy one from them. Also, Michigan Hiking and Backpacking have them as well. There's nothing cooler than you going on a hike and taking a picture in one of the group pages' official T-shirts and posting it online. So that's something I encourage you to do. All right, another new segment. Boy, I'm throwing a lot at you for new segments today, aren't I? Hey, this new segment is called What You're Reading. So as a part of the research process on working on my Almost Forgotten Trails book project, I have compiled a list of well over 100 reference books, most of which pertain to the history of our state, whether it be a biography on an explorer, history of our indigenous peoples, trails, etc. So the book I like to point out today is called Michigan's Columbus by Stephen Leto. The name Houghton is well known to most Michiganians. It graces a city, a county, a lake, waterfalls, schools, and more. But what made Douglas Houghton such a star? Well, he was the Michigan's first state geologist, and he found more than any other explorer before him, from Salt Springs to Gypsum. He wrote many reports and helped launch a rush to the Keweenaw Peninsula's copper country, and he also found time to be elected mayor of Detroit and teach at the University of Michigan, all before the age of 36. So check that out, Michigan's Columbus by Stephen Leto. All right, checking out Michigan's Facebook hiking group pages, Michigan Hiking and Backpacking. Hey, looks like our friend Bunny McMuffin has been leading some hikes, and she, by the way, has the best posts on that page. So check out her her hikes and what she writes about. It's really good stuff. Some events some of these groups are having. West Michigan Hiking and Backpacking, Friday, December 2nd through the 4th, Timber Creek Base Camp Hiking Trip. The Northern Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page has added some stuff. They've got a Bald Mountain North night hike on November 23rd. They have a four-day Pigeon River Country State Forest Winter Camp, which is starts Friday, December 2nd. Jordan River Pathway Backpacking, Saturday, December 10th. And there is a New Year's cabin trip on New Year's Eve, December 30th of 2022, going to the new year. So that's on the Northern Michigan Hiking and Backpacking page. Go to these pages, click on the events tab, and check them out. And upon checking the North Country Trail Trailing Angels page, there are no new requests out there. So, and again, that page, if you need some help with some logistics, that's a great place to start. Other events, the 28th Annual Quiet Adventure Symposium is taking place Saturday, March 4th. Please put that in your calendar and check that one out. And when I get dates for Outdoorama and Canoe-copia, I will let you know. All right, so let's see if this works. Hey, it's time for the permit report. All right, so, well, really hasn't kicked in yet. We're still waiting for the new year for Pictured Rocks Reservation System to open up January 1st. And, of course, I strongly recommend that you have a plan in place, at least three different itineraries, because it's going to be hot and heavy on that site when it opens up on January 1st. So have at least three different itineraries to choose from when you hop on that. Grand Island Reservations is going to open up here in a few days, November 26th. Porcupine Mountains, nothing yet through for the summer. They're making reservations through April right now. And again, a friendly reminder, brand new this year, Craig Lake. If you're backpacking through the area, you need to have an online reservation for the backcountry sites. And this is new for 2023. And again, friendly reminder, Tequamina Falls State Park backcountry. Can't do it online. Call ahead, talk to the park staff, and see how they can help you. And again, Snowmobile Trails officially open December 1st. So if you ride sleds, make sure to have your trail permits and support your local trail club. All right, weather forecast. Hey, I called it. We got our snow. But will it last? Well, looking at the forecast for Marquette, highs right and just above freezing and lows into the teens. So there's going to be some additional light snow. So it'll probably linger and not completely melt, unlike on the lower peninsula where we're looking at a warm-up taking place. Grand Rapids forecast, you know, temps hitting the low 40s, and some evenings it won't even get below freezing. So don't get out the snowshoes just yet. Still time to do your research and buy a pair if you don't have any as of yet. All right. Ooh, another cool sound effect. Hey, I'll be home in Michigan in December and looking to possibly do a group hike and presentation. I still haven't arranged anything. Gosh, I really hope I have something for you next week. More details to follow. So, all right, we are getting close to the end here. Are you interested in sponsoring the show? Check out my Patreon account, Tom's Trail Tales. We are, you know, happy to, you know, help promote your product or business. You know, make sure to you know, follow us on all our various social media outlets. Tom's Trail Tales on Facebook, which covers the Great Lakes, and Tom Funk's World Adventures, which covers the rest of the planet. And yes, I'm on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, Tom's World Adventures. And as always, I put my transcript on my Substack, thomasfunk.substack.com. And of course, if you're on all trails, I'm just Thomas Funk. Please follow me there. And my Patreon account, patreon.com/TomFunk. And thanks again to my friend Adam Main for supplying the music. Hoping to see him perform live when I am home in December. All right, thanks again, everybody. Thanks for listening. Get out onto the trail. Be safe. Wear orange. Have a good time. And we'll see you next week on the Michigan Trails Report.